International transformation and success coach, Myrna Morris Young, delivers life-changing strategies as the host of the Mindset Transformation radio show and podcast. Each show gives you practical tips on living your best life now by changing your mindset to change your life. I am grateful that you have tuned in today from all over the world. I believe that the Spirit of God led you here so that you can receive insight, revelation, and knowledge to see the next step in front of you as God reveals His purpose. Purpose and destiny in your life. And now, here's Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are continuing on our series, The Alchemy of Desire. And this is episode 5 of a 6-part series, so we're almost done. And today we want to talk about the long-term relationship dance. I'm sure that anyone that's listening that's been in a relationship knows that there is a dance that goes on. 1 minute you're close, and not minute you're apart as far as emotionally. So, but there are certain ways that you, or certain things that you can do to be conscious of a relationship dance and work on it instead of just letting it happen, because sometimes when we just let it happen, the dance results in a break. So I want to say welcome right off the bat to my fabulous co-host, Miss Margo Blake. Margo is an intimacy coach with One Taste. And, of course, this is her space. So, Margo, welcome again.
Thank you, Miss Myrna. Thank you much for having me here again.
All right. Now, did you want to say hello to someone when you've got the mic?
Yes, I do. I want to dedicate this show to a good friend of mine, and she's been dancing with cancer for the last 3 years, and she listens to our podcast, and she loves it to death. So we're going to dedicate this to Marie Ireland. I know that you're listening, and we love you immensely. So this is for you.
Wow, that had so much energy that I almost want to cry. I get chills and goosebumps. And Marie, you know, your dance, you know, yeah, I don't even know how to respond to that, but just want to let you know that you made a difference in the world. You made a difference to Margo. She loves you. You know, I have been friends with you, you know, at an ebbing part of a dance because we worked together at one point in time. And I want to just tell you that I hope that you find peace and that know that your dance here on this earth resulted in something happening to change the world. We know you were here, and that is very important. So, you know, I hope that by the time this episode airs, that you will still be with us, and that you can hear your name on the radio, and that you made a difference in Marco's life. So, God bless. All right. So moving right along with our topic today, I wanted to first say thank you to our sponsors. Our first sponsor is Agents Alliance. They are now hiring life insurance agents in Atlanta. Agents Alliance covers the cost of your licensing. They provide training. You must, however, pass a background check. So if you are interested, visit www.agentsalliance.net to schedule your interview. That is www.agentsalliance.net to schedule your interview. Our next sponsor is Freedom Giving. Receive weekly direct deposit funds to your bank on autopilot. Hear more on Freedom Given at our break. And our third sponsor is Green Valley Cleanser. Give your body a tune-up with Green Valley One-Day Cleanser. Again, listen for more on Green Valley Cleanser on our break. All right. So, as we get into our topic today, the relationship dance, let's, you know, do a little recap of why we're talking about the alchemy of desire and on intimacy in relationships, because this is our space. So we all desire to have fulfilling, loving relationships with our partners. So we desire that. We desire fulfilling relationships with our children, our friends, our coworkers. We desire to have successful relationships. Some of us desire to procreate and have children. We desire to be emotionally and physically healthy. We desire to be wealthy. And, you know, when we're in our relationships, not only do we want to have fulfilling relationships, but we want it to be fulfilling all the time. We don't want the dance to go in a different direction. We don't want to withdraw. We want it to flow and not ebb, right? So let's dissect what that really means, this dance of intimacy. You know, anyone in a long-term relationship knows the relationship dance all too well. It took me a while to understand this dance. You know, as a naive 21-year-old, I walked out of my first marriage saying boldly, I'm no longer in love, and I refuse to live in a loveless relationship at age 21, so I'm out of here. But after four marriages, I know that all relationships ebb and flow. You know, the good ones are the ones where you're connected, you know, that you try to keep the ebb at a minimum. But it happens. That's life, right? Erotic love turns into agape love. Passion and desire ebb and flow. You know, one of the things that's been happening for me in my relationships is, you know, not that I go looking for it, but fighting actually revives it. You know, when you have a fight in a relationship, then you have makeup sex, and that usually is very passionate and very spontaneous, and all the feelings come back because it shocks the relationship, because you're wondering if you were going to break up with this person. So, you know, fighting sometimes is good, but it's not the way that the psychologist will tell you to fix the relationship, right? In the beginning of anything, there is more energy. Just as electricity is more powerful at the source, feelings are more powerful when they're new. It is a fact of life. As feelings change and familiarity sets in, the relationship intimacy dance begins. And just as you have to practice the waltz and the dance floor, in a similar way, you must practice your dance in the bedroom. It's also important to understand why you and your partner connected in the first place. And when you feel the disconnect, you also need to know why you disconnect. Is it something you're doing? Is it something he's doing? Did the feelings really change? Does life get in the way, or because you're busy and, you know, you don't have a lot of, you know, intimacy time? But you've got to be able to put a pulse on it and understand why. And since all relationships begin within, whatever scenery you're seeing out there in your relationship is the scenery that you're seeing inside of you, because you can't give away what you don't have. So the first step is, when you become aware of an ebb in your relationship, is to take inventory of the self. And this is where meditation helps, because meditation is going inside and quieting the mind and hearing from your source. In our first episode, I introduced the book The Alchemy of Desire, which is where we're taking the topic of this series from. In this book, the lovers were passionate and couldn't keep their hands off of each other. Then life happened and intimacy waned. Every relationship faces disjunction. Once relationships become more established, the individuals in the union begin to turn their attention outwards again to other parts of their lives that matter, such as work, family, and friendships. This is natural and healthy, but if a long-term relationship is to last, turning towards one another recurrently with the same curiosity, attention, and nurturance of earlier times is essential. In a busy and demanding world of obligations and opportunities, we sometimes lose track of our primary relationships, thinking they would tend to themselves. We may have the best intentions when we think about how nice it would be to surprise your partner with a gift or establish a weekly date night. Yet, how many of us actually go through with that? Because somehow life gets in the way. We may think that our love is strong enough to survive without attention, but that's not true. Even mature trees need water and sunlight if they are to thrive. We water our relationships by showing interest in our partners. We shine light on our relationships by smiling and being genuinely happy to see our partners. I remember I was at a stand-up comedy with Mike Epps a few years back, and he made a joke about how his wife would meet him at a door with a beer and a loving embrace when they first got married. And now when she sees him, she just shrugs and says, "Oh, it's you." You know, and he made a joke about it. But, you know, comedians usually pull on life experiences for their comedy, so it was probably a real-life experience. So, yeah. Be sure that you show genuinely pleasure to see your spouse or your partner because they can feel it, right? I know that I am genuinely happy to see my husband walk through the door. And when he calls me during the day, I let him know this. I am genuinely happy to hear from him. So, Margo, so that was my little monologue. So let's get you involved in this conversation. So, what is your take on the relationship dance? I know that personally you have had this dance because you've shared with our listeners that your relationships normally last 10 years. So what do you think causes the ebb?
Non-communication.
Okay.
Non-communication. Not communicating what your desires are. I, as I told you before, I thought this particular episode was so important. As you know, Barbara Bush died today. Her and the former president, they were married for 72 wow. years. Now, wow. you talk about a dance. I can't put that into words, but one of the things she said that he always did, and he always said he loved her in the morning and at night.
Oh, wow.
And so for 72 years to be with the same person, they met when she was 16 and he was 17 at a dance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had six kids,
wow.
you know, like six kids together. And How do you make that work? And communication, and you're right, sometimes it was down. She went through depression. She was depressed when I believe they had to, they lived in Japan because he was in part of the CIA, but he was right by her side pulling her out of that depression. So that's seven decades of different dances. That inspired me, you know, right. You're absolutely right, Myrna. I've been in three relationships over the course of 30 years. I'm currently in a relationship, but I'm also, it's an open relationship, and that works for me. When I dance with him, I dance with him very loosely. So unlike your marriage that you have with your husband, you guys are committed. I'm committed, too. But with my dance, because I know myself so well, I don't like to slow dance. Now, you slow dance with your husband. I like to fast dance. And when I'm done, I'm done. And when he's done, too. And that works for this particular relationship. And I know moving forward, if I decide to get another partner, I know how I dance. I know the rhythm how I dance.
Wow.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah, you answered my question very succinctly. I love it. So what I said in my little monologue is that you have to know what made you connect and what made you disconnect. So what Margaret was saying is that she knows the type of dance that she does. You know, she's not going to be on the dance floor holding on tight, you know, and grinding like we used to do when we were young. No, she's got this dance where you're at an arm's length, right? And which means that if she feels like switching over to another partner, right, on this, you know, dance floor like they used to do in the olden days anyway, you change partners, that is the type of dance that she has. And again, you got to know what dance that you're going into. So there's no trouble in her relationship because that is that dance or that type of dancing is what they both agreed to. Now, you might have a problem if she wants to, you know, fast dance and the other person wants to slow dance, then that creates friction and that creates
Right. No, it does not. It does not create for me.
No, I said that if you want to fast dance and your partner want to slow dance, then it creates friction. That's what I said. You didn't
hear me. No, it doesn't. No.
Why wouldn't he want something different from you? That's basically what I'm trying to say. Right.
But we respect our boundaries. So in this
particular... I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about anyone that's in a relationship. They both have to be in the same dance, right? I'm saying that if one person wants to do one kind of dance and the other person wants to do another kind of dance, that creates problems. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about,
you know what? I think that dance was called the funky chicken. That's what happens when two people, it's called the funky chicken.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So that's great. Now, but you didn't answer the question, though. I love the fact that you remembered Barbara Bush. You know, she was an amazing woman, and, you know, we pay her deep respects to her family. But, from what I understand of the story, you know, she was 92, and she didn't want to go through any other medical attention, and she actually said, hey, you know what, it's time. And that's beautiful. You chose how you choose how you want to go. You don't want to stick around at 92. You've lived a full life. Why stick around and dance someone else's dance? You know, dance your own dance. You know, this metaphor can go for several different ways, you know, not only relationship, but any kind of dance. You know, we're talking about Marie. We're talking about Barbara Bush. We're all dancing, in some way in life. But what I asked you specifically is in your pick one of your three relationships that ended. Could you tell when there was an ebb in the relationship? Can you tell when it was starting to go downhill?
When, honestly, I would say for the last two, I said to myself that I did not want to be in a relationship. When I broke up with the first relationship, the first 10-year one, I said, you know what? I want to be alone. I want to be alone. I want to get to know who I am as an individual. And you know what? Bam. Blindsided in the relationship, right? The second one ended. I said, okay, I want to be by myself. I'm in my 40s. I want to experience what it's like to be alone. Bam. Sucker punched again. And I knew because I knew I wanted to be alone, but I allowed feelings, as you say, those new feelings. When you're in a relationship in the beginning, it's so juicy. It's so, like, new. Yeah, so I knew going in that it was not going to last.
Okay, yeah. And that's true because your first relationship, it started when you were, like, a teenager, right?
Actually, college.
Right. You were young. So the point is, you didn't really know yourself. That's good. No. All right. Awesome. Well, great start to our topic today. Let's take our first break to hear a word from our sponsors. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. You want to hear what Margot has to say in the second half. Be right back.
Emergency! Emergency! Get your pen and paper. We are dying. We have not been taking care of our health. We do everything. Change our car oil, clean our homes, but we have not been taking care of our health. Give us 24 hours with the Green Valley Cleanser One-Day Detox. We clean the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, the colon, and also boost your energy up naturally in 24 hours with no preservatives, chemicals, or toxins. Men and women are weak, sick, and tired, and are dying at a young age. Give your body a tune-up with Green Valley Cleanser One-Day Detox. The One-Day Detox will also burn belly fat and get you ready for the summer. For store locations, to order, or for general information, visit us on the web at greenvalleycleanser.com or call us at 954-364-7595. I repeat, call us at 954-364-7595.
Need extra income? The key to financial freedom is giving and receiving. Financial freedom is one of the most desired wishes anyone has, and it is so for a good reason. Because you can never predict when there will be a financial crisis washing away all your wealth and income sources. As a result, educating yourself about the importance of financial freedom, as well as the means to achieve it, is very essential. That is where Freedom Given comes in. Freedom Given is a Christian nonprofit ministry that is bringing people together to help one another financially. To join Freedom Given, call Susie for your invitation code at 718-644-8692. That is 718-644-8692. For more information, visit Freedom Given at http://freedomgiven.com. That is freedomgiving.com. As a member, you will receive weekly direct deposit funds to your bank on autopilot. Again, call Susie at 718-644-8692 to learn more and to set yourself up to be financially free. Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are talking to my fabulous co-host, Miss Margot Blake, intimacy coach with One Taste. And we are dissecting our topic today, the relationship dance. We all know that in the beginning of a relationship, it's hot and sweaty and steamy. And then somehow we lose interest. We withdraw. So we're trying to share some tips with you and how to prevent that withdrawal or that ebb, not only from happening, but if it happens, how can you, quickly get back into the flow? So my next question for Ms. Margot is, for anyone listening, what advice would you give them when they're feeling that their partner is not interested in the things that they used to do? Classic example, you know, when you start a relationship, you're having sex all the time, and then after a while, you know, somebody goes to bed and turns their back and they're not interested. That's usually the obvious ebb. But there's more. Mm-hmm. They start going out with their friends, you know, you're not spending quality time. So what advice would you give to someone that is suspecting that their partner is no longer that much into them?
I would definitely have them come see an intimacy coach like myself, number one. But if they don't have the two, but that's okay. But What I would say is to have the conversation. Talk about what it was like for them in the beginning of their relationship, right? Juice it up. Like, remember when we first met and you were at McDonald's and you were ta-ta-ta-ta? Or remember the first time I saw you, you were at church and you got your praise on? Or, you know, just reminiscing, bringing back those feelings, those emotions, right? Because like what you said before, that sign turning your back against each other, that is the number one sign of intimacy going out the door. But if you can have that conversation, just pull them to the side, like, babe, remember this picture? This picture's like, what, 5 years ago? Look what you got on. And just going down memory lane. That's simple.
But what happens if you have a man? We're assuming that we're talking to women here. What happens if you have a man that doesn't like to talk? Because there's a lot of them out there, including my husband.
Well, you know, of course this is a certain type of show, but I would say for the female to go on YouTube and grapefruit him. Find out what the grapefruit technique is, and I would say to do that.
All right. You're talking about Girls Trip? Is that what you're talking about, that movie?
There is something on YouTube, and no man would never say no to a job.
Okay. Yes. All right. Okay. All right. So you're saying to do something different sexually that will bring back his attention. I mean, we don't have to be right. Is that what you were saying? Because you're right.
Absolutely.
No man turns down, you know, something sexual that's different. Like, I think that's what is that what you're saying?
Right. Men think about sex on the average of 7 minutes.
Right.
7 minutes, men think about sex. Women do not.
Okay.
We think about buying shoes, cleaning the house, what to cook for dinner, blah, blah, blah. We don't think about it like that.
Right. Okay. So if I were to, you know, encapsulate that, I would say give your man a new experience and bring him back, right? Yes. Or... you know, I believe that vacations or, you know, the fair experience that we talked about in our previous episode would probably work as well. You know, you got to jolt out of the boredom and the familiarity and, you know, do something different, right? That would be, you know, one of the things that I would say as well. But let's get into the mindset, because this is a mindset transformation show. So let's take it out of the physical and let's go into the mindset. What do you think happens in an ebb? Why is the person turning their back? Why are they no longer interested? What is the mindset?
Why is psychological? I can give you a million different possibilities, but the first ones that pop up in my head is that they fall out of love. You know, you fall out of love. You've been together for, I don't know, a year, 10 years, 20 years, and you just don't like looking at that person anymore because there's nothing there. There's no desire. You know? You put it like this right here. You bought a pair of Gucci shoes. You love those shoes. You love them. And after a while, you're like, I like that new pair of shoes. I don't like it anymore. Your husband should always be that Gucci shoe. You love that shoe. You paid $2,000 for that shoe. It's a good quality shoe. It has leather sole in it. That's how you should treat your husband. Treat him like he's precious every day. And every day it may be rough, but you know what? Look at that picture. Look at your wedding picture. You know, it's just you have to work on it every day. Say I love you and say you love him. Like he was going to die. If you knew he was going to die, believe me, your heart would change.
Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. I didn't know what's wrong with me today, but I got goosebumps with that, the same as the beginning of the show when we were talking to Marie. So, yeah, I mean, that's obviously I'm in tune with energy, but that is beautiful, you know. But what I also said is that you think that you fall out of love, but it can always be revived. You don't actually ever fall out of love. You just go into an ebb, but the flow can come back. Which is why, you know, my pastor had said once, you know, that because, you know, pastors always give a counsel relationships that are in distress. And he would tell me that men will come and say, I no longer love my wife. And he will say, go home and love your wife. Because you can find something, just like you said. What made you love her in the very beginning? What was your attraction to her? You can go and find that back. And so that's probably why I'm getting the energy from what Margo say, because it's profound, and I'm glad that I pushed for that, because that's all in the mind. People think that, hey, you know what, they're familiar, she looks the same, maybe the girl in the office has got, you know, is more exciting or whatever. But no, sometimes familiar is good. You know, and when I talk, sometimes things pop into my head. And I remember a relationship, you know, one of my most profound relationships, the relationship that I felt that, you know, this man that I love more than anyone else, you know, you always have different levels. And we broke up. We broke up because he's one of the ones that cheated on me, right? And I remember telling my story to this girl, and she said something to me that I would never forget. And this is over, you know, 20 years now. Yeah, 20 years now. And she said, if you have a dog that licks your face, then why get rid of them for a dog that you don't know? And basically what she's saying, that, you know, dogs lick your face, which means they provide for you, they do everything for you, they you know, whatever. And he was one of these guys. He was just a cheater, right? And I got rid of him. So what I'm saying is what Margo said was very profound, that, you know, you can get past affairs, like we talked about, you know, in our last segment. You can get past affairs. You can get past the fact that, hey, you know what, I don't feel like having sex tonight. I don't feel like having sex with my whatever. But you go on a vacation, or you go to a party and do the slow dance, or you do something different. It comes right back. So yes.
I was going to say, I had an incident this weekend where my soulmate, he is like, addicted over me, just, and you know, he's listening to, he loves me so much, it's like suffocating sometimes, right? And I'm going to New York this week, and he was like, we gotta have a date night. I'm like, what, a date night? Didn't we really have a date night last week? He was like, we're gonna have a date night. I'm like, man, we spent the whole weekend together doing the kitchen, right? He's like, no, good night. And I had to be with him in a way. I said, listen, babe, every day we spend together is a date night. We did the backyard. We put the plumbing back in the sink. And he's like, that's not a date night. Date night,
no,
you get dressed up, and I get to show you off and everything. And so once again, you know, I'm thinking, because we're together, it's a date. It's not a date.
Yeah, because so, you're in a different space. You're not a romantic at all. You just want to get down to work.
That's my point. Right, because my aunt is like, listen, we spend time together. That's a date. What the hell, right? He's like, no. So we end up watching TV and eating junk food. And that was good, because for me, it's not where you go at, you know, and my rabbit squirrely mind, my mindset is that you don't have to take me to a fancy restaurant, and you don't have to take me around the world. If I'm with you, I'm with you. You have my heart and my soul, because I'm connecting with you. I'm talking to you. I'm telling you jokes. We're talking about what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a 5-minute quickie, blah, 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 right? For me, that's my dude. For me, that's me. But he's, like, so romantic.
Well, you see, he's not a dog, but he's definitely licking your face, and you've got to appreciate when someone's licking your face. You know what I mean? You've got to be able to receive, and that's basically what he's doing. He wants to give you a date night where because he wants to show you that you're special, and that's true. And a lot of women, including me, didn't know how to receive a lot of times, and maybe you might fall in that category. But we always want to give, but we don't know how to receive. What?
I said, you know what it is? You're absolutely right. And I did, I said, when I come back from New York, we'll have date night. I'll let him, you know, do whatever he wants to do for date night. And he was like, wait, I forgot some sizes again because I want to go out. Because I want you to wear some lingerie. I'm like, lingerie? He was like, yeah. I'm like, dude, it just has come off.
Well, you're very lucky. You know, a lot of women would love to have a man that's one date night and give him laundry and all that because, you know, we have these men that don't even pay attention. Don't have to pay attention to us. And we've got to say, hey, we haven't gone out in 6 months. What's going on?
So,
appreciate him. What was that?
He gets a job every day. But anyhow, you know how we talked about in the beginning about your intention and your mindset, saying what you want, and it'll come to you? Remember we talked about that in the earlier episodes? And for me, and that's what I did, I said, you know, God, I want somebody to treat me with respect. I want somebody that's intellectually stimulating, right? And I want to travel. And that's what I got.
Yeah,
and sometimes, you know, like what you said, the ebb. You know, I do go into, like, I want to be by myself. I want to be by myself. Leave me alone. But then again, a reminder of, hey, you know what? I love you, and you're absolutely right. You want to do this, let's do it.
Yeah. It happens. It happens. And, you know, you've got to know when you see it to know that you need to some kind of stimulation. You need, you know, we said in our last episode, you need that, you know, when they shock your heart, when you're going into a heart attack, you need something to shock your heart to get out of the boredom. Because, yeah, they're, you know, Charlie Sheen said something. It's a little vulgar for the radio. But that, you know, find your, you know, any beautiful woman that you see out there, you're going to find a man that's tired of effing her, right? So it's not even just beauty. People just get tired of each other. And when you're tired of doing the same person all the time, then that's why they go out and find stimulation elsewhere. But you can find a stimulation right at the house by, you know, allowing your man to take care of you or you take care of him. Or I love what you say is that you know, he is that $2,000 Gucci shoes or she's your $2,000 Gucci. Anything that you value, or, you know, my husband is Mercedes car, you know, hey, you know, you put all your love and your attention in a Mercedes, but hey, you can put that same love and attention in your woman, you know, because she is better than that Mercedes. So, great conversation. Loving it. All right. So, the next question is, if our listeners find themselves in an ebb, should they panic or understand that it is the flow of life and what goes up must come down? I think we touched on that a little bit in your last answer. But
I think they should panic.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why. Because if you would have panicked when you were 21 years old, right, if you could have foresaw, like, okay, what you said, he was a great provider, right?
Yes.
And if you would have panicked and say, you know what, was it worth it? Me giving up this because he did this one discretion, or if I look into the future, this man, you know, he's young like me, and we're just learning our way, that I'm willing to give all this up. So that's why I say panic, that, okay, I'm not being my very best, that I'm going to lose this guy. Like me, I panicked. That's why I said I panicked. When he said, oh, I want to have a date night, and I know I'm not being my true self, right? I panic because I imagine what would life be without this man. Now, I am 54 years old. I don't want to be going around the block trying to find somebody else. I'm just too old, ain't going to do it. So,
right, right.
Panic. Meaning that are you willing to give up all of this versus getting out your way, putting your ego to the side, and just being the better person?
Okay, I love that. I love that. So there is something they need to do. They need to panic, and they need to imagine what their life will be like if they got to start all over. And again, I remember, you know, I love it when things come into my head. You know, my pastor, when he talks, he says, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is dropping things into him. You know, the Holy Spirit or my higher self has dropped things into me all the time. I remember when I was working, and this was 30, 40 years ago. It's been a while, 30 years ago. And I had a, I had one of my coworkers that, you know, broke up in her relationship, and she started dating again, and she had a problem with anxiety, you know. And I remember her telling me, oh, my God, I don't want to date. I don't want to go out. And somebody says, can I kiss your boobs? And, you know, people don't realize that. But it's true. You go out there and you're dating people, and you've got to do the petting. You got to do the kissing. You got, and some of these guys you don't even like or don't want to touch you, and you've got to go through them. You've got to kiss a lot of toes before you find the prince. And people don't understand that. So you're right. It's better that you panic and stay and fix your relationship than trying to go out there and try to find another one. Because you know what? You might find something that's lacking that you're missing now, but you're going to lose something else because that is what life is, right? You're going to lose something else. So, right, I didn't expect that answer, but that is a good answer. Yeah.
Panic. Well, I think this morning, do I get a gold star?
Yes, you do. Several gold stars. You got three gold stars. You made me, you made my, you know, my skin grow for three answers. So, yeah, you're connecting with me in a spiritual journey today, and I love it.
I told you this was a good topic. This is a bad thing that all of them aren't, but this resonated because I have so much respect for anyone to be in a relationship with someone over 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lifetime. And I know that, you know what, I'm with this person. We've been together going on 4 years. And if I'm fortunate to be with him for 20 years, God bless America. God bless America.
Yeah, especially since you're not slow dancing and you're not holding him tight. You're holding him at arm's length. So, yeah,
girl,
you're lucky he loves you.
I'm doing the hustle. I'm doing the electric slide. You can see.
Yeah, you're sliding all over the darn dance floor. All right, well, listen, enjoying this. You're right. So let's take our second break, and we'll be right back to wrap up our show. Last week we went over, so we're not going to go over this week. So let's take our second break and we'll be right back.
Emergency! Emergency! Get your pen and paper. We are dying. We have not been taking care of our health. We do everything. Change our car oil, clean our homes, but we have not been taking care of our health. Give us 24 hours with the Green Valley Cleanser One Day Detox. We clean the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, the colon, and also boost your energy up naturally in 24 hours with no preservatives, chemicals, or toxins. Men and women are weak, sick, and tired, and are dying at a young age. Give your body a tune-up with Green Valley Cleanser One Day Detox. The One Day Detox will also burn belly fat and get you ready for the summer. For store locations, to order, or for general information, visit us on the web at greenvalleycleanser.com or call us at 954-364-7595. I repeat, call us at 954-364-7595.
Need extra income? The key to financial freedom is giving and receiving. Financial freedom is one of the most desired wishes anyone has, and it is so for a good reason, because you can never predict when there will be a financial crisis washing away all your wealth and income sources. As a result, educating yourself about the importance of financial freedom as well as the means to achieve it is very essential. That is where Freedom Given comes in. Freedom Given is a Christian nonprofit ministry that is bringing people together to help one another financially. To join Freedom Giving, call Susie for your invitation code at 718-644-8692. That is 718-644-8692. For more information, visit Freedom Given at http://freedomgiven.com. That is freedomgiving.com. As a member, you will receive weekly direct deposit funds to your bank on autopilot. Again, call Susie at 718-644-8692 to learn more and to set yourself up to be financially free.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we have been having a very interesting conversation with my co-host, Miss Margot Blake, and we are talking about the relationship dance, the long-term relationship dance, to be exact. In our first couple of segments, we talked about, how you can get to know, who you are, whether you're in a slow dance or whether you're in a fast dance or what kind of dance you're in. And you have to have the conversation. If you're feeling that there's an ebb in a relationship, have a conversation. Remember, when you met. Remember the feelings that you had. Why did you connect in the first place? What made you love this person? What made you want to be committed to this person? What made you get married to this person? I met my husband on a train, and we were, he was the officer on the train collecting tickets, and I walked on board one day, and he was standing by the door connecting tickets, and we just had this immense connection immediately. And I always remember that. I remember the first vacation that we went on. We went to Key West, and I remember I was telling him just a couple of days ago. I remember the shirt he was wearing. I remember the conversations that we had. And if I were to go back and I were to say to myself, why did I connect with this man? Why did I love this man? What did I love about him? I can bring it to the forefront, and I know that's why we connect. Fortunately for me, we haven't had a lot of ebb in a relationship because we used to fight a lot, and that kept our relationship. that kept shocking our relationship, all that makeup sex I was talking about. And now we've transitioned. We're going to be together, 14 years. And now we've transitioned. I know, right? Yeah, we're getting up there. My longest relationships, because, mine lasted 6-7 years. You went all the way to 10. But, so now I'm doubled, my longest relationship before now. And, we've transitioned. We understand each other. I changed. I think I mentioned that in one of our episodes. I changed the way that I communicated and responded and, reacted and all those things that, made us fight all the time. And now we hardly fight, rarely fight, because we're in this good place where we have date night every week because we, he loves movies, we like going out. And we keep the relationship fresh. We also try to go away to someplace new every year.
and we go on vacations, and all those things keep the relationship fresh. Yes, it's important to, you know, work on the relationship on a daily basis. Again, Marco said some really good things in this episode, and one of the things that I'm going to remember and probably quote her on is, yeah, say you love the person every day, like, you know, Mr. Bush said to Barbara Bush every day for 70 years, you know, I love you, and mean it. And, you know, look at them like they are valuable. If you believe that they're valuable, you will treat them like you're valuable. And, you know, again, you know, I like to share as things pop into my head. But, you know, I meditate every morning. And in one of my meditation sessions, I was listening to this meditation, and it said, you know, if you think you're a god, you're going to act like a god. And I took that personally because we all walk around and don't believe that we have power. But we have power. God lives in us. And, you know, we don't got to go outside and we don't got to look anywhere else for it. And if you walk around like you're a god, you're going to act like a dog and a god. And I said to myself, you know what? You know, I have to start acting like, you know, like anything is possible. And again, that's how you transfer your relationships. You don't act like an insignificant person. You act like you're mighty, and you deserve to have a man love you. Right. So that is my take. What's your wrap up advice, Margo?
Well, I'm going to put myself on the stretch because my ebb, you know. I'm going to be going to New York for 4 days, and I'm not going to see my soulmate. So I am going to Skype them every night and, you know, wear something sexy for him every night. We're going to
All right, you're going to keep stroking, right? Yes, all right. Because you know he misses you. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Listen, you're an intimacy coach for crying out loud. You know what to do.
Well, you know what it is? It's like you know what to do, and sometimes you're like, okay.
Yes, you take it for granted. You get familiar. I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. Right. Awesome. All right, so you've been talking about this website for a while. Tell our audience how they can get in touch with you if they wanted to. I mean, you are local to the Fort Lauderdale area. You know, somebody might want to, you know, have your coaching, you know, in person. So tell us how they can get in touch with you.
I am just a hair away of having my website being launched. I'm just waiting for the pictures to come back. But please, you can email me at info at Central Red Room, or the better one would be centralhealingplace@gmail.com. I have so many so many different emails.
Right. All right. So let's repeat the last one because you've been mumbling. So repeat it.
SensualHealingPlace@gmail.com. It's like the song by Marvin Gaye.
Sensual Healing. Love it. Love it. Love it. And I think that's what you're going to New York to learn, right? You're going to learn about healing, right?
Yes. I am in a teacher training program, and that I would be able to facilitate in front of a classroom about the one case method, and also the many courses that they have, Desire Course, Women Healing, Relationships. So there's quite a few classes that they offer, so I'm getting my certification, so I'll be able to teach it here in South Florida.
Nice. Okay, well, listen, congratulations. Proud of you, proud of your direction, and thank you for being my co-host. You do bring a lot of energy and knowledge through our conversation, and I appreciate you. So thank you again. I want to thank our listeners for tuning in. I hope you were entertained. I hope that you learned a few things. I hope that you know now that you should panic if you feel your relationship slipping and sliding, because the end result is you got to start all over again, and he might be better than the one that you're going to get. So it's better to work with what you've got than try to move on and find something new. So, yes, try to keep your relationship in the flow, and I hope that you took away some tips and some nuggets in order to do that. Now, remember to subscribe to the podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play. Just look for the Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna podcast. You can also reach any of the players on my blog, which is blog.myhelps.us, which is myhelps.us. You know how to spell blog, B-L-O-G. And we would love to hear your comments. We would love for you to give us some feedback. We're going to have one final episode with Ms. Margot. And that episode, we're going to talk about, now that you have your desire, what are you going to do with it? All right? So be sure to tune in for our next episode. And thanks again. Margot?
Yes?
Say goodbye.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. Marie, I love you. I know you're listening. I love you, Marie.
Yes, I love you, Marie. All right. Until next time, namaste.